In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, Lord Jesus, we come into your presence to adore your real life, present here under the appearance of this bread, believing and trusting that you always are true to your promises, that you are with us here in the Eucharist. You're with us in our own bodies and souls. You're with us in the church. But Lord, you've also given us the very source of this great sacrament, the divine will to reign in us, to live in us, the source of all the sacraments and all that you are and all that you give us. So we come to adore you as you have called us to in the church, as a sign of our faith, hope, and love for you, but that your real presence is also your real life is in us through the gift of your will as well. And so we pray that that real life of you, dear Lord, of your humanity and divinity will grow in each one of us through the gift of the divine will. And that's why we come to adore you in the Eucharist. Because here it is sacramentally present to us in the most powerful way on earth. So, dear Lord, help us to grow in that love for you. Help us to love you with the love of your own will. Not only do we ask for your help, but we claim your will with which to love you. So Jesus, here present on the altar, we love you with the love of the Father, the eternal love of the Spirit. We love you with the perfect love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, where the divine will reigns. We love you with the love of Saint Joseph, Saint Francis, Saint Robert, Saint Hannibal, the love of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretto. For in all of their love, your love is flowing and present. So Lord, we just ask you to allow us to grow in that real life, the divine life that you have given to us in baptism, that wants to reign more and more fully in us here on earth and in heaven. So Lord, in this adoration, we come in the name of all those who we represent, our spouses, our children, our brothers and sisters, our families, those dearest to us, our grandchildren. We all come to the throne of your mercy here to pray for them, to offer you their adoration in your divine will, their love that some of them are not able to offer you. But in the power of your will, all things are possible and all love is there. And so we take that love and offer it back to you on their behalf. We offer you perfect love, your own divine love. And Lord, through all the ones that we love and so dear to our hearts here in this world, we want to reach out through them as though through a gate to love you on behalf of all souls, to let them receive your love so they can return it as well. And we do this for them, for so many, the billions who have never known you, will never know you or your love. So Lord, in this year of mercy, this special jubilee, this special grace, this year of many graces of your mercy, we come to receive your mercy, which is flowing here in this sacrament of the altar. We come to be healed of our own woundedness, our own brokenness, our own sinfulness, to be healed so that we can be a source of healing to other people, those closest to us and those farthest away in distance and time. For you are the source of all healing. It comes from your divine will, is present here in your real life on this altar. So Lord, as we adore you here, we also adore you within ourselves, interiorly. For you tell us you want us to be perpetual adorers of your holy will. But Lord, how can we love the God we do not see if we don't love the God we can see? And that's why we adore you in the Eucharist, to grow in our love for you and your utter and total humiliation here in the presence of us on this altar in the form of bread, giving yourself completely in every Eucharist, in every host, in every part of a host. Greater love than this no one could have. So, Lord, we come to receive love, restore love, and return love. This is our prayer. This is our adoration. As we pray it now and as we try to live our lives in the adoration of your will in our souls, but we do it here sacramentally, for this is the way you've given yourself to the church and to the world. This is the way we grow. This is the way we prepare for that next communion in your will. This is the way we thank you for our last communion in your will. Lord, may we never, ever take this sacrament for granted or your real life, your real presence here. Even though you've given us the very source of it in ourselves, in your will. Lord Jesus, we love you with the love of all the angels and saints. We love you with the love of the poor souls in purgatory who long to see your face. We love you with the love of all the redeemed here on earth from Adam to the last. And we thank you and bless you, love you and adore you in the name of all creation. Through your most holy name, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary and all the angels and saints, we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. So we know throughout this great work of Louisa, the Hours of the Passion, Jesus calls us to identify ourselves with him and all that he suffered on behalf of the world for souls. And he asks us to do it by uniting not just in any physical suffering, but interiorly. So that whatever interior woundedness we have, or suffering or sorrow, is given us as a help, as a gateway, a door to be united with him and all that he suffered in his woundedness physically. Jesus was never wounded interiorly except by the sin of man. He had no sin, he had no reason to be wounded in his humanity except because of us. And he felt it infinitely more intensely than any of us could ever experience, that interior pain. So Lord, we unite with that interior life of your own and all that you suffered in the mysteries of your life, not just in your passion, but from the moment of your conception until your death. And we want to unite ours with yours. It seems so inadequate a gift to offer you, and yet you want it, you ask for it, that we give it to you. And so we ask, dear Lord, that as we come to unite ourselves with you in the divine will and with our human free love, freedom to love, we ask you that through being united with the wounds of your own soul, your own humanity, because of us, you would also heal us and heal our wounds. Because we know we all need to be healed and to grow. We need to be more loving, more merciful. We need to be more free of the bondages of past sin or even current sin. So, Lord, in the power of your will, we ask the real life of your divine will that you've given us and that is in us now to heal us and to restore what has been broken and wounded in our lives, all the pain that others have caused us, intentionally or unintentionally, all the pain that we have caused others by our sin, by our passions, our self-centeredness, our pride, our unforgiveness. So, Lord, in all of our lives, from the moment of our conception, we've been subjected to the effects of original sin in our own parents, in our own families. In your will and by the power of your will, Lord, by the power of that will that we invite into ourselves to reign in us and that reigns here in the Holy Eucharist, come, divine will, and free us from any and all wounds of our families, of our past. We ask you, Lord, to heal us in a special way of any wounds of rejection. People who have perhaps rejected us because of their own inadequacies or jealousies, siblings, even parents. We ask you to heal us of any wounds, not only of rejection, but of neglect and indifference, of any lack of love that we should have received, but did not. But Lord, in your will is the source of all that love, and you can fill those empty places. You can heal those wounds. So we invite you, Lord, in the name of all of creation, all of your children. We come with great trust and confidence in your merciful love to heal us. Lord, we've not only been victims of sin, but we have also been those who brought sin upon others and ourselves and upon you. So, Lord, for the wounds that we have caused, either ourselves or to others, or contributed to your suffering in your humanity, by the power of your will, dear Lord, heal us and strengthen us so that whatever is standing in the way of our human will from being united with your divine will, it will be taken away. That stone will be rolled back. That you will fill the empty tomb with your perfect love of your one eternal will. So, Lord, we give it to you, our own sinfulness and our having been sinned against. And in the ocean of your mercy and your will, we plunge it for all eternity, never to want to take it up again. We know at times we have prayed this way and we've given you these things, but somehow you want us to give it more deeply, more completely to you now. So come, divine will, and make this prayer in us and heal us and strengthen us. For as you do it for us, you will be doing it for those around us and those in the world who need it so desperately, especially those who don't even know they need healing. This is your will. This is the way you lived on earth. This is what you did for us, for people. And through all those individuals you healed and served and taught and fed, you were thinking of us in the will of God. We were included in them. Lord, in the same way, we want to include everybody else in the healing that you give us here today. Let these graces, these blessings extend to everyone. Open their hearts and minds and eyes and souls to receive this grace and this blessing in this jubilee of mercy. We pray it for our country, our states, our churches, our world. Where violence and terror and hatred, division of every kind is raging more than ever. Lord, only your will can heal it, can heal those wounds in us and through us, heal our country, our world, our church. You are the only source of unity there is. And all healing has its flowering from that one will, that one tree of your divine life. So come, divine will, and circulate in our memories for anything there that we are aware of, or even in our unconscious memories, that is standing in the way of our living a full life. The full life you came for us. I came to give life and have it in its fullness, abundantly. But instead, Lord, it seems we're feeding on crumbs instead of the feast of your divine will. Come, divine will. Pray in our praying in this moment for ourselves, because we all need it. There's no one in this room or in this world who does not need your healing. You and our Blessed Mother were the only ones who never needed that interior healing. Lord, you came for us. You've given your will for us, your life for us, so that we could all know it, know your will and the healing that comes from it. Lord, we're not looking for superficial healing. We're not even asking necessarily for the healing of our bodies, but something much deeper, much infinitely more important. The healing of our souls, of our memories, our intellect, and our will, so that we can know you, love you, and possess you in the way you created us to do. So Lord, throughout our lives, there have been so many other ways in which we have been hurt, which we have hurt others. It's part of our human condition. In our vocations, in our religious life, in our marriages, in our single life, there have always been ways in which we have failed and others have failed us. Lord, in the presence of your most holy, perfect, adorable body and blood, soul and divinity, we ask for your will that is here present in the Eucharist, perfectly present. Because there's no resistance to you here in the Eucharist, in the bread. May all the resistance in us be broken down, and we invite you to do that however way you choose. We offer our wills to you, Lord, to be healed, to be strengthened so that we're free to give our will to you. Come, divine will, and heal all those broken places and wounded places that we don't even want to know or to look at. We want to ignore and hide and forget. Lord, you don't ask us to remember them. You only ask us to open ourselves to your healing power and to offer them to you, to the light of your will. Come, divine will, heal those places that are so dark and unknown to us. We're not even fully aware of what they are. But you know, you suffered it for us. You healed it for us in your own passion, in your own death and resurrection. So Lord, heal our emotions as well, our nervous systems that affect so much our interior lives, that take peace away from us and give us anxiety and worry and fearfulness. Lord, heal those emotions that have been wounded in one way or another. Especially, Lord, take away anxiety, take away fear, take away whatever is troubling us and keeping us from being one with you, trusting you. Remove it like you want us to remove that pebble, that stone from our shoe, so we can walk more freely in your will and love you more perfectly, never perfectly without your will. But with your will, you can love perfectly in us if we don't offer the resistance. So come, divine will, and love in us and heal in us for our good and our sake, because we want it, we desire it, we need it, but also for all our world and all souls of all time, in a special way those in purgatory, Lord, whose wounds are causing them to continue to suffer. We ask you, Lord, as you purify them, to be merciful to them. In your divine will, we make this prayer for all those we know who have died, all those we do not know from Adam to the last, any souls who are or will be in purgatory, Lord, we offer this for them, for their healing as well. We offer it for the glory of the saints in heaven, to add to their accidental glory, Lord, as we honor the saints and thank you for healing them and bringing them into your presence. We ask for their intercession. So we place their lives in your will, especially today, the life of St. Francis of Assisi and St. Robert Bellarmine. We invoke St. Hannibal de Francia, servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, and all the angels and saints, that our prayer will add to their glory. And they will help us, intercede for us, for this healing in your will, the source of all healing. And Lord, we cannot fail to thank you and love you for all the ways you have healed us so many times, physically, restoring us, sometimes every day, so we can get out of bed and praise you and serve you. The way you've healed us of major illnesses, life-threatening diseases in our lives. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We love you. We adore you. Thank you for the ways you've healed us already spiritually to bring us to this point in our lives so close to you, so gifted to know your will. Thank you. We bless you. We love you and adore you. Thank you, Lord, for all the ways you've healed us of sin in our lives. The greatest woundedness there is caused by sin. Thank you, Lord. You've forgiven us so many times in the sacrament of reconciliation. By your actual grace working in us through our contrition and our sorrow for these sins. We unite with those moans of the Holy Spirit as it moans in sorrow for all the ways these sacraments have been neglected and abused and forgotten, taken for granted, misunderstood. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you sorrow in us for this. And we sorrow with you and offer you our prayer of adoration and reparation for all that's been missing in our church and in the world to honor you and love you as you should be, keeping your name holy, keeping your day holy, keeping ourselves holy. For all these ways, Lord, we continue to ask your forgiveness, mercy upon our world, and reparation for those sins. We offer you this time in adoration and thanksgiving. So I invite you now, just in your own thoughts or prayers, in silence, whatever comes to your heart or mind that you'd like to say to Jesus as a prayer for healing for yourself or loved ones, or a prayer of praise and thanksgiving for healings received. Just do that. We'll do this silently in our own hearts, taking a few minutes to do this. And just remember that in the will of God, it's never just for us or for myself, but for all. All those disposed to receive this grace and this blessing. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. Chaplet of Divine Mercy, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered and died, descended into hell, and rose again from the dead. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, for the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 Eternal Father, I offer you the body and the blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 Eternal Father, I offer you the body and the blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world, for the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. O salutaris hostia, quae celi pandis hostium, bella premunt hostilia, daro por fer auxilium. Uni trinoque domino sit sempiterna gloria, qui vitam sine termino nobis donet in patria. Amen. Tantum ergo sacramentum veneremur cernui et anticum documentum novo ceda ritui preste fides supplementum sensum defectui. Genitori genitoque campos jubilatio salus honor virtus quoque sit et bene dixio procedenti ab utroque comparsit laudatio. Amen. You have given them bread from heaven, having in itself all sweetness. Let us pray. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament has left us a memorial of your suffering and death, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption, who lives and reigns with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. As you receive this blessing, this benediction for yourselves and your loved ones, for all souls, all creation, and all of the religious articles that you have with you, and through this blessing, all of God's children and creation, this blessing in the name of the Father communicates and imprints in your will the seal of His power, restoring Him as sovereign of everything in you. In the name of the Son, this blessing of Jesus communicates and imprints in your intellect the seal of His wisdom. In the name of the Holy Spirit imprints in your soul the seal of His love, restoring the strength of your body and soul. May you be healed from all spiritual and corporal sickness. May your soul be enriched and embellished with all goodness and virtue to protect and defend you against the devil, the world, and the flesh. Together with Jesus, I bless all things created by Him so that you can receive them blessed by Him. I bless you to help you. I bless you to defend you. I bless you to forgive you. I bless you to free you from all evil. I bless you to console you. I bless you to make you holy. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Blessed be His holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be His most sacred heart. Blessed be His most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary, most holy. Blessed be your holy and immaculate conception. Blessed be her glorious assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. Blessed be God in His angels and in His saints. O Lord, we bless You now. We return the blessing with which You have blessed us and all creation. We return it with all the love of our human souls, but most of all, we return it with Your own divine love to praise You and glorify You and thank You and love You perfectly, infinitely, eternally, with that same divine love with which You have loved us. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Holy God, we praise Thy name. Lord of all, we bow before Thee. All on earth Thy scepter claim. All in heaven above adore Thee. Infinite Thy vast domain, everlasting is Thy reign. Infinite Thy vast domain, everlasting is Thy reign. Hark the loud celestial hymn, angel choirs above are raising, cherubim and seraphim in unceasing chorus praising. Fill the heavens with sweet accord. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Fill the heavens with sweet accord. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Amen, fiat.